Well, hello there. It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre.
Hi, I'm John Fornoff, producer for Lamplighter Theatre. In 1982, Grace Jordan envisioned a dramatic audio series that would take families back in time to experience the life-transforming power of the Bible. Now, Lamplighter Theatre brings this classic audio drama back to life for families around the world. So sit back with a cup of tea and enjoy another Lamplighter classic. You are there. The story of Jesus, his death and resurrection.
It is done. We are rid of him.
And none too soon. It seemed the whole world was going after him.
Well, the whole world will have to think again, won't it?
They will return to our guidance.
Messiah. What kind of Messiah is it that hangs dying on a Roman cross? Not my Messiah, at any rate.
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Marcus, let me use your lance.
What for?
I don't like this. We were too rough on him. I want to hold up a sponge of this drug vinegar for him to have. It will ease the pain.
You're getting soft in your old age, Antonius.
Here, drink this. It will help.
He's turning his head away from it. I've never seen anyone want to stay alert while he's dying.
Well, I tried.
Who put that blasphemous sign up over him? Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews? It should say he said he was king.
The sign remains as written. By order of Pontius Pilate.
King of the Jews, indeed.
If you're the king, if you're the Messiah, save yourself.
Come down off that cross!
Yes. Get off that cross. Get us off these crosses, too.
Sit there.
That one hanging on the cross next to him.
Don't you even fear God when you're dying? And we deserve what we're getting. He is innocent. Jesus, please remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Today, you will be with me in paradise.
It's good for you to stay here and watch.
He is my son.
But...
Mother?
Yes, Jesus?
John is now your son. John?
Yes.
She is now your mother.
I'll take care of her, Lord.
Clouds move in so quickly.
It's getting dark as night, and it's only the middle of the day.
I don't like this. I don't either.
My God! My God, why have you abandoned me?
What did he say?
I don't know why, mister.
He was calling someone.
You don't think anyone, anything strange will answer him, do you?
I think this whole thing is getting a little strange. I'm not sure I want to be around here.
Don't you want to see him die?
No,
I don't think I do.
Well, you can hardly see him now anyway. It's so dark.
I'm going to try to find my way home. I don't like this anymore.
I'm thirsty.
Let me try to get that sponge up there again. What happened to the light?
It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
There's been some kind of mistake. This was a righteous man.
Caiaphas! Caiaphas!
Please, there is no need to shout. What is it now?
I thought you ought to be told right away.
Every time you burst in here, you're overreacting to something. You remind me of that little boy in the Greek fable shouting, "Wolf, wolf."
Believe me, Caiaphas, I have something to shout about this time.
Well?
The temple. The curtain in the temple.
Now, what's of any importance?
It ripped.
Ripped? What curtain are you talking about?
It tore. By itself, the Holy of Holies is open, exposed for all to see.
That is impossible.
I saw it. I was there. It just started tearing from the top to the bottom, and suddenly we could all see into the Holy of Holies.
Only the high priest is allowed that sight.
I know. We were all shocked beyond the telling.
Someone is responsible for this.
There is talk that Jesus of Nazareth...
Jesus, I do not want to hear that name again.
But they say that his death may have caused the...
Who are they that are saying this?
Some of my fellow Pharisees, some of the teachers. They're saying that if indeed Jesus was the Messiah, that somehow he would have bridged the gap between the Most High God and man.
And what do you think of all this?
I don't know what to think. Noontime today was as dark as night. The earth has shaken. Some say that graves have been opened and ancestors have been seen walking about. I don't know what to make of it all.
Must I put up with superstition even among my priests?
But the strange events...
There were no strange events.
But Caiaphas...
The sun was obscured by clouds. Nothing strange about that. The earth shook. It has shaken before. It is my guess that the shifting of the earth caused the curtain to tear. As to reports of ghosts and specters, it's the runaway imagination of the rabble. Oh, when will we be done with this Jesus?
I don't know.
Go to Pilate. Demand that those hanging out there on the crosses be killed and buried immediately. Tell him of our custom of not leaving bodies on crosses on the Sabbath.
Yes, Caiaphas.
And?
Yes.
If you ever again mention the name of Jesus of Nazareth in my presence, I shall consider it an admission on your part that you lack the good sense to move up in the ranks of the priesthood. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Caiaphas.
Sir, there is a man here who asks for the body of Jesus of Nazareth.
The body? Is he dead already? He's only been hanging there a few hours.
He is dead, sir. I saw it myself.
I'd have thought he had more staying power. But what's this about taking his body?
He says he has a grave and would like to place the body there.
Fine. Save us wondering what to do with him. Granted. The sooner he's safely in the ground, the sooner all this fuss will be over. Now, what is all this?
Sir, we come at the request of the high priest.
Why didn't he come himself? Well, what is it? What do you want of Rome?
It is about the body of Jesus of Nazareth.
Am I never to hear the end of this man?
We all desire the same thing, Governor.
He's dead. He's buried. That's the end of it.
Perhaps not.
What does that mean?
Sir, we remember that while that impostor was still alive, he said that after 3 days he would come back from the grave.
He said what?
That's right.
Impossible.
Exactly, but we need your assistance to make sure that it does not appear that he has come back.
Oh?
We only ask that Rome will secure the grave for 3 days. We suspect that some of his followers might get it into their minds to rob the grave.
I see.
They could then say, see, he is not here. He has risen, as he said.
and the whole business starts all over again.
Precisely.
Guard?
Sir.
I want you to take a detachment and go with these men. Seal the tomb they will take you to with the seal of Rome. And set a watch around the clock. No one is to go near the grave for 3 days.
Yes, sir.
You are most gracious, Governor.
It is to all our benefit to be done with this Jesus, once and for all. Who's gone?
Jesus, he's gone from the tomb.
What? Where?
I don't know. Some of the women and I went to his tomb early this morning. We were going to anoint his body with spices.
Yes, yes.
Well, the stone was rolled away from the doorway. The Roman guards were gone. And there was an angel.
An angel?
Angel?
He was sitting on the stone. He said, he has risen.
Risen?
Just as he said he would.
The angel said that Jesus would meet us in Galilee.
He is alive.
I'm glad.
You certainly don't sound very happy about it.
I denied I even knew him.
What are you talking about?
When they took him, he said I would deny knowing him. And I said I'd die before I'd do that. And then I did it.
Oh, Peter, don't worry about it. We all ran, remember?
But I denied him. I'm glad he's come back, but he doesn't want to see me.
Oh, you're wrong, Peter.
Huh?
The angel said it. He said, go tell his followers, especially Peter, that he will see them in Galilee.
He said that?
His very words.
Come on.
Where are you going?
To the tomb. I want to see for myself.
He what?
He escaped.
A dead man does not escape.
I never saw anything like it.
Like what?
It sounds crazy.
It is already crazy. What happened?
You want to tell him?
We both saw it.
I do not have a great deal of patience for this.
Some kind of shining being suddenly appeared and rolled away the stone.
Shining being?
It was just before sunrise. He was blinding bright.
And he pushed that big stone aside like it was nothing.
What did you do?
There wasn't anything to do.
And the body?
Gone. It wasn't there.
Just the wrappings. No body.
Who have you told about this?
No one. We came straight to you.
There is a great deal of money available to you if this story stops right here.
Sir?
I want you to spread the story that his followers came and stole the body. You were asleep. You only caught a glimpse of them as they left.
But if our centurion hears that we slept on duty...
I will smooth things out with him. You have nothing to worry about. And in spreading the story that his followers stole the body, you will make yourselves wealthy men.
It's just up ahead.
Oh, and look, the entrance is open.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
Wait for me.
Peter, John.
It's Mary Magdalene.
He's gone. I just looked.
We heard. We want to see for ourselves.
Come in here, Peter. Look.
I'm coming.
Who could have taken him? Where would they...
Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?
Oh, sir, if you know where he is. Please tell me, so that I can...
Mary.
Oh, dear Lord. It's you.
Wait, don't hold me. I haven't yet ascended. Go to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and theirs, to my God and theirs.
Yes, Lord. Peter? John? He was just here. He was standing right here.
Oh,
first Mary Magdalene, now you too. It must be true.
It is true. He walked with us to Emmaus.
He ate with us. It was him. It was Jesus.
Alive.
Be at peace. What are you afraid of? It's me. Look at my hands and feet. It's me. A ghost doesn't have skin and bones. It's me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
As the Father has sent me, now I'm sending you.
But it's true, Thomas. He was right here with us.
Look, I don't doubt that you think you saw him. Stranger things have happened. Let's face it. We all want him to be alive.
This was not wishful thinking, Thomas. He was here.
Well, where is he now?
I don't know.
I'm not convinced.
Thomas, you know us. You know that we would not make up a thing like this.
Let's put it this way. When I can put my fingers right into the nail holes in his hands, I'll believe it. But until that time, I'm not convinced.
Be at peace. Thomas.
Yes?
Here. Put your finger into these nail holes and believe.
My Lord and my God.
You believe because you see me. Happy are those who have never seen me, but believe anyway. It was necessary that all things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms be fulfilled. The Messiah must suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Repentance and forgiveness of sins must now be preached in my name to all nations. You have seen all these things happen. Now you must go and take this good news to the whole of creation, and I will be with you to the very end of the world.
You've been listening to the Lamplighter classic, You Are There. Your family can enjoy this entire series, including the popular Bible Stories for Little Ears. Just go to lamplighter.net or call 1-888-A-GOSPEL. As a nonprofit ministry, we depend on the support of our listeners, like you, who believe in our mission. Your gifts are tax-deductible, and your prayers essential as we build Christ-like character one story at a time.
And I'm Mark Hamby, executive producer for Lamplighter Theater, inviting you back next time for another Lamplighter classic.